I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With North Korea's recent release of three U.S. prisoners, the question's been raised, is this a sincere move in the direction of addressing human rights? Robert Kenna of Open Doors USA says the prison release is just scratching the surface. Right now, for instance, they believe that 50,000 Christians are being held in prison and work camps. Kenna says we can be asking God to make a way for religious freedom in North Korea and that Christians would stay bold and strong in their faith and find ways to share it. And in India, a woman named Barisha used to practice witchcraft and lived in deep spiritual darkness. But then she recently joined a Mission India adult literacy class. Eric Morsad with Mission India says she got a fifth grade education and learned how to plant a garden. But more than that, she heard about Jesus from her teacher, turned from witchcraft, and then dedicated her life to God. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.